Hello everyone, this is the very first episode of the Prodigies podcast for our beloved series Prodigal Son. We hope you have a great time and enjoy listening. Let's go! Have you ever been in love with a
monster? I'm Dory.
And I'm Tony.
And we're here to introduce ourselves. At first, I'm Tori, I'm 27, I'm from Europe, and I work as a nurse. I have different hobbies. I like to play keyboard and guitar.
So you're just like a musician, actually.
I don't know. Kind of. And I also like to travel, of course, with you.
Yeah, it's important to have me on just vacation. Being alone is not that good. I'm just the entertainment.
Yeah. And we love horseback riding on our vacation.
Yeah, in LA and Fort Worth.
Yeah, it was great. The nature, of course. And I'm interested in movies, especially in series. That's why I'm here at the
so
podcast.
So surprising that you love TV shows and then you're talking about Prodigal Son.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Yeah, I'm Tony, 25, also from Europe. I'm not that good at playing drums or ukulele, but I own those instruments, so sometimes I'm gonna use them, but maybe it doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're a bit better than me with instruments, but I also love to travel and to go shopping or to the cinema, and I love to write stories or songs or
most dark.
yeah that's why I love crime shows. The most important thing that we just didn't mention is that we're sisters. I mean, maybe you just guessed that because we got lots of things in common, like where we're from, and maybe our voices even sound a bit similar.
Some people say that,
but I don't think so. They even call us twins, and I don't
we
see
don't
that.
Look like
no,
each other.
No. But so then we just I think we just introduced ourselves properly, so
yeah.
The others can now introduce themselves.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tuana. I am 18 years old. I am a half French, half Turkish girl currently living in France and studying psychology in the hope that I can become a psychologist in 4 years and help survivors of human trafficking and sexual abuse. So apart from psychology, I really love, like a lot of teenagers, to listen to music, musicals, watch shows, movies, to read and to write, and especially to write fan fictions. So yeah, a lot of creative hobbies. So, I was brought here, among other people, to talk about a show called Prodigal Son.
So, it's my turn to introduce myself, right? Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Myra, behind the account from the Prodigal Son Savers. I'm one of the persons behind the account, the Prodigal Son Savers, on Instagram. And now, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Myra. I can say that's not my real name, but I like it. And I'm from Germany. I'm 24 years old. I like to make fan content for the Prodigal Son Savers, Prodigal Son, like you see. And I like to write stories. So I'm writing my own fan fiction about Prodigal Son. I'm writing season 3 because we didn't get a season 3 because of Fox, so I'm writing my own season 3 to end the series for me, and I'm publishing it on AO3 archive on our own. So if you like to read it, you can find me under Myra Blood 24. Enjoy it. And I like drawing pictures. At the moment, I don't draw pictures because my passion is at the moment gone. I have the passion to draw, but not at the moment, but it's okay. In the future, I will draw again, but at the moment, I'm concentrating on making content for Prodigal Son, to make this podcast, to write my own fan fiction, and yes. And so I say, hi everyone!
Hello, my name is Tracy, and I'm 53 years old, and I am a huge Tom Payne Prodigal Son fan. I have a son that is 35 years old, and I teach special needs children. And I love my job, love the kids I work with, and I'm so excited to be a part of this podcast, hoping to reach so many people. Have you ever been in love with
a monster? This series.
So, I would like to say a few things about the show that you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe the plot a bit. What's it about?
I think the most important thing is the connection between father and son.
Mm-hmm.
So the son works at the police station and he is a profiler.
Not very common on TV, actually.
Yeah. And his father is the complete opposite of it. He is the serial killer. Yeah. And
dark and mysterious.
Yeah, I think it's so difficult to live with that the father is almost the caring person that you look up and think, oh, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't fit in this,
it's hard. You can struggle with that.
Yeah, I think so. And so the point in the series is that how could the main character live with that? Or,
And how much is he actually influenced by his father?
Yeah.
Are there similarities? And if... it's not that good.
Yeah, he don't want to be like his father, of course.
Yeah, and then there are, of course, lots of different characters. Like, on the police station, there are different colleagues, and the whole family is also there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think maybe our main character has two families now, his own, where he comes from, and the one by the police, because there is a man who's called Gil, and he is like a father figure too.
Yeah, I would also say that.
Yeah, and it's about solving crimes and getting along with that crazy relationship. Have you something to add?
Yeah, I just think that's so exciting that you actually want to know if the children actually could also be serial killers just because they're raised in that kind of broken family structure.
Yeah.
Or if like the environment and the friends just change the character of the person. Like, is it important who you are with and not who raised you, actually? Something like that. And
to me, the series is about the anxieties and the depressions that people go through. The struggles in just living your life, trying to live your life the best you can without the fears that could come along. We all struggle, I think, even some people that don't. But I think the series brings this to us in reality to how people really feel in their everyday lives.
And what can we say about the series? Like the others said, the series is about a forensic profiler called Malcolm Bright. He changed his name because his father, Dr. Martin Ridley, is the surgeon, a serial killer who killed 23 victims, as we know. And we see Malcolm's days as a profiler for the NYPD when he works with his father, Gil, and how he worked with himself and with his mental issues, mental problems. And it's fascinating and sometimes funny, sometimes sad, sometimes terrifying to see him on his job. But it's so, when you see the series, you fall in love. You like Malcolm, you like the other characters, also his father. Obviously, he's a serious killer, but we like to see him. And yeah, what can we say about the series? What can I say about the series? I love the series. It touches your heart and it shows people with problems, mental problems, and it don't make them a joke. It takes their real problems and how hard they are they to manage. And yes, I love the series. And like I introduced myself, I like to have more about the series, and that's why I'm writing our own fan fiction about the third season. And yes, it's a wonderful series and I like it so much.
So The Prodigal Son is about a young profiler called Malcolm Bright, who just got fired from the FBI and started working with the NYPD, and who is forced to see his serial killer dad again because of a case. And of course, this awakened him all these bad feelings, bad memories that came with the revelation he was a serial killer. And Malcolm really wanted to detach himself from his dad and try really to prove to himself that he's not like him. So the show to me is really about transmission and what we inherit or not from our parents and our surroundings, because his dad sees him as like something he made, something that will become like him. But Malcolm refuses to see that. He refuses even to admit that his dad made him the way that he is now. All traumatized, I can say. Have you ever been in love with a monster?
The reason for this podcast.
So, why are we making this podcast? We're making it because the show was cancelled after the second season and it ends on a cliffhanger. So the story isn't finished and it really upset us to the point that we agreed to start a podcast, hoping that we can reach a lot of people, maybe fuel a new hype, a new wave of hype, and get a studio take over what was left undone.
Talk a bit about why we want to save that show or bring it back.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, because it is a kind of cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah, that's so bad. I don't know if that ever happens in another TV show, that it just ends with a cliffhanger and there's no new season. I think that's so kind of rude, I would say. It's so mean, actually. Because I think if they just ended it with a proper ending, or just like a average ending, like
a few years later or so.
Yeah, or that you have answers at the end, but not that big questions. You need answers for that, so it's kind of sad.
And of course, I think it's the only TV show about a profiler and about this thing of, it combines horror, thriller, comedy, all of it. And
And it even mentions topics that aren't that much represented on television, actually, like mental health and even the question of guilt, like,
exactly.
Yeah, what's the turning point? When do you turn to a serial killer? How could a very nice person, or yeah, I don't know,
kind of nice
could turn into like a monster? Because I think most of us couldn't understand why that happens.
No.
So yeah,
when you have a perfect life, you don't want to ruin it with one thing.
Yeah, not just one, like 23 murders, I think. I don't know. Yeah,
but it starts with one.
Yeah.
We're doing this podcast so that we can bring people together, people that might feel like us, people that have seen the show and realize, hey, that's me, that maybe we can bring together this group and that maybe you all can join in and that you can get maybe the help you need or just be able to listen to people that feel like you and know that you are not alone.
And well, why we are doing this podcast, like the other said, we want that the other fans all over the world hear us and recognize that we are here, that the chance to bring the series back is not over. We are still fighting for the series and we are not stopping until we get an answer from Fox or from other streaming deans that they are bringing back the series. We are fighting for it and we also want to know how the series ends. Because of Fox, we didn't get the chance to it, but we want to bring the series back because it's a great series. It's unique and there are so many series cancelled because the streaming deans, streaming platform thinks that's not too many followers, not too many people who have seen the series, but that's a lie. 2 million people saw Prodigal Son, and I don't think that's a low point or low number of people who watch the series. I know series that have been watched with less people, and it had. How can I say that? Sorry, English is not my mother tongue. As some series who have had an end, and no one wanted to watch the series, but the series have an end, and Prodigal Son didn't. And I can understand it, and it's make me angry, and I'm fed up with it, and I want to return. I want that the series return. We all here want that the series return, and the other fans on all over the world. We are not alone. There are many others around the world, but they are going to lose their hope, or they have lost their hope for the return of the series. But this is the reason why our podcast is here, and we are working together to make our dream come true, that we will get a season 3 or maybe a TV film that we can see the end of Prodigal Son and how the stories from Malcolm, Gil, Jessica, Ainsley, Martin, everyone ends. We want to see it. Have you ever been in love with a monster?
The plans for the future.
So, in this podcast, we will break down the characters, the themes, and everything around the show, really. Our common love for Tom Payne and Michael Sheen, the main lead of this beautiful cast. And so, yeah, we're hoping you'd like to hear more about it.
The future podcasts will break down the series, we'll break down the episodes, we'll break down the struggles that Malcolm has, and we can put these struggles into how we feel in our everyday lives, and we can move forward and discuss it in deeper context than what the series did. And I think maybe hopefully get a closure to what we need.
So we actually want to tell you about what's upcoming, because we just want to talk about all of those topics that are represented in the TV show and focus on the characters.
Yeah. That in one episode, we introduce one by one the characters, so everybody can maybe connect to Samal.
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of strange if you totally connect to Dr. Whitley, I think, but maybe there are a few personality traits that we share even with him. We don't know.
I don't know that. I think for me, he is not. No.
Yeah, we can discuss that later in another episode. But we just want to represent it perfectly, what it's about and what the show means to us. And maybe when you connect to a character, you can understand why we are so sad, actually. And
maybe you watch this show and think it's the best.
Yeah, I'm totally excited, even who's listening, because I want to actually know if there are only people who already watched the whole TV show, or if there are even some listeners who
doesn't know anything.
Yeah, that they just don't know that the show even exists, something like that. And maybe with you just listening that, you just sign the petition, because there's actually a petition on the internet where you can sign. And if we've got, I think, 75,000, I'm not sure, but I think 75,000
people. I trust you, because I don't know.
then maybe we can bring it back.
Maybe we will bring it back.
Yeah, we just have to. But yeah, now we can only add that it's not just a podcast by us.
Yeah.
There are also a few others that we met actually on Instagram. We don't know each other that well, but we know that we all love the show and that connects us.
Yeah, we're from different time zones, but
That project put
us together.
Yeah.
And we hope you will enjoy our podcast and maybe sign.
Yeah, that would be great. Just saying. And see you in the next episode.
Have a great time.
Many thanks to Jennifer Ackermann, who gave us the permission to use her song Monster.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Have you